Kids Alive message remains the same. It's not just swimming lessons. It's Learn to Swim Week, thanks to Pool Works and 300-odd swim schools. For me, the message is still fence the pool, shut the gate. Teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. So Kids Alive, do the five.
Do the five.
That's the way we'll get zero preschool drownings in this country and be the first nation in the world to do it. That's the goal, mate.
Indeed.
We're down to 21. We've got to keep driving it down.
I'll use this interview as a bit of encouragement for pool operators around Tasmania who may not be part of the Poolworks franchise, but also to jump on board with your pools and do the same thing and offer some free lessons for kids during holidays, kids under five. I think everyone should be doing this.
You can go online to learntoswimweek.com.au, put in your postcode and find out what some schools close to you are doing it.
Mm.
If there's not one close to you, I suggest you go down to the local pool and say, hey, did you know it's Learn to Swim Week?
Yeah.
Did you know it's Learn to Swim Week? And there's free lessons being offered by swim schools all over Australia. What about you? Can you do the same for us this week? And I can't see that any decent pool around would refuse you. I can't see it. Because it's the opportunity to save kids' lives.
Yep.
And then if you like it, book in for lessons. If you don't, just go down and water your child there. Take them down, pay your admission and play. And your kid will get better. They will learn to save themselves.
I love your enthusiasm, Laurie. And you've been doing this, the Kids Alive Do the Five, for what, how many years now? Long as I can remember.
It was after Duncan Armstrong won the Olympic gold medal and I went a bit crazy.
Actually, spoke with Duncan just before the Olympics.
Oh, mate. We still have a good yarn together, you know.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And I got back and the government wanted to bring in pool fencing legislation in Queensland and said, let's get that silly bastard who jumped in the water to come and say you've got to fence your pool.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. It started by accident. I saw the drowning stats go down in Queensland and said I can do it nationally. So away I went with some sponsors, away I went, and the drowning stats have gone from 63 down to 21 last year. But 21 is a busload of little kids. And one of the reasons we're driving it down too is because the federal government have funded four books, four animated cartoons, 10 video clips of songs that have gone free to every early learning centre in Australia as a drowning prevention measure. It's not a learn to swim, but it's water safety.
Mm.
Teaching the kids about water safety at home, at the pool, at the beach, and at the farm. So we cover all the areas in that where children are likely to drown.
You raise a very good point there. You mentioned on the farms, like a lot of our listening area is rural. A lot of the farms obviously have dams on them.
Yeah, well, if they go, like, everyone should go who's got young kids. Everyone should go to kidsalive.com.au. And on there, all these resources that the federal government have funded, all these resources are online for people to download free, no charge. Download them free, and everyone's got iPads, iPhones and everything these days, and the kids know how to operate them. So download them, and in their spare time, their quiet time, let them learn about home, pool, beach and farm safety. And as you said, in that farm safety little booklet, it's all done Dr. Seuss style, in that farm safety one, it talks about dam creeks, river banks are slippery and muddy, so if you go around, just stick with a buddy, all that sort of stuff. And they talk about the troughs where the cattle drink, but it's also little kids and tanks, the big tanks on farms, dangerous. If you've had a lot of rain and the rivers start rising, they talk about not going in or crossing dangerous rivers. So they're great little books, all done Dr. Seuss rhyming style, that the kids love, mate. So, and if they can't read, get the animated cartoons, because they're there, and kids all love a good cartoon.
Sure. Okay, Learn to Swim Week, September 24 to October 2. Check with your local pool to see if they're offering the free lessons. If they're not, ask them why not. And Laurie, as always, it's a great pleasure to talk with you. I love your enthusiasm. And the stats show that what you've been doing is actually working. And let's, as you say, let's aim for zero.
Mate, if we could get zero, it's like putting a man on the moon, I'll tell you. It'll be better than a man on the moon.
Yep, better. Indeed.
Better than a man on the moon. Yep. Hey, mate, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I love your program. Gets out to all those listeners, all out in that rural district where kids need to learn about water safety.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you. See you, mate. Thanks
See you, mate.
All.
Good on you.
Bye-bye.